Islamic everyone. Welcome to the 7th episode of Coffee Time with Technology, this time with the review of yet another of the awesome 100 innovations, that is MMath, which are concrete tools for learning mathematics that I've chosen from the Finland 100 list. Teachers often look for ways to engage kids in maths. With single numbers, it's pretty easy, but as the numbers grow large, kids often get confused in mathematical operations like addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division. MMath was introduced in Finland in 2010 in the Finnish schools to boost mathematical thinking skills in kids, such as building an understanding of counting numbers and developing reasoning skills. This method uses quantity blocks specifically designed for this innovation, along with the exercise templates which aid in using these blocks. What are the particular intended outcomes for this innovation? One, it aims to develop mathematical and problem-solving skills, develop students' understanding of numbers, give students feelings of success in mathematics, and develop students' social skills. This is more appropriate for kids aged between 5 to 10 years. What's this all about? It was designed to help and support kids with difficulty in understanding the logic behind maths. Students learn by interacting with concrete tools. These tools promote learning in all children. They also help build a positive attitude towards maths. Students build a deeper understanding about the phenomena behind maths, counting in an active way. Kids build an understanding of the deduction process, explanation, and experimentation. Okay, so how does this all work? MMath basically introduces four languages of maths. One, pictorial, that is children look at pictures and do mathematics by looking at the pictures. Tactual means the language they're doing. They do maths by actually doing with the blocks. Symbolic means, for example, 4 plus 2 is equal to 6, 6 plus 2 is equal to 8, which involves algebraic thinking. Natural, for example, Danish ate 3 bananas and then later he ate 2 more bananas. So 3 plus 2 is equal to 5. MMath basically helps understand the connections between numbers, for example, the part and whole relationship. The first step is cardinality. The number of berries is in the plate is 2. I know it is 2 because I can see it. It builds a better understanding of what numbers are and what can they be used for. Basic activities like explaining, justifying, and reasoning, all four languages are effective use. Kids look for different solutions. It enhances self-efficacy, it supports cardinality, which is the ability to see small quantities accurately and easily counting in months. What are the benefits of MMath? Pupils gain a deeper understanding of numbers and the logic behind counting and not just memorization. They appreciate different ways of solutions, not only one possible solution. They know that 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. They know that 3 plus 1 is equal to 4. They know that 5 minus 1 is equal to 4. They understand the number talk concept. They learn by reasoning, convincing, and proving. They see and prove answers. Counting is about composing and decomposing numbers, thinking creatively, and thinking critically. How does this meet the 100 criteria? Innovativeness, it helps in understanding counting is an essential stepping stone for success. In later mathematical studies, the tools developed for the MMath aid in this process. The impact, using MMath basically improves learning results, learning motivation, and builds students' confidence in all skills. Scalability, this innovation can be implemented anywhere because the quantity blocks are not exclusive to any language or culture. So what are the particular steps of implementation? One, you need to get the suppliers needed. You will need the physical product, meaning the quantity blocks, the manual, the practice templates, and the exercises. These quantity blocks basically cost from dozens to hundreds of euros. Second, you need to use the manual to get to know the suppliers. Third, you use the suppliers as part of your teaching tools. They can be used in pairs, they can be used individually, they can be used in groups. Work as a part of a lesson, or you can build your own lesson around the tools. Fourth, you can contact the MMath team. If you want to dive deeper into MMath, then you can contact them. You're more than welcome to develop an experiment with their team. Preferably suggest using MMath for grades pre-nursery, nursery, and kindergarten, because that's the main age where kids learn about counting skills. So, and they often feel frustrated counting numbers on using their fingers. And classrooms and schools already have different sorts of blocks or Legos present with them. So they can use the Legos, all the blocks that are present instead of the MMath blocks, to help teach them the four different languages of math that basically MMath introduces. That's the pictorial language, the tactual language, the natural language, as well as the symbolic language. Because their understanding of the logic behind counting numbers is developed, it will help them in their future studies, when they're working with more larger numbers. languages. Kids, it's important that kids develop a deeper understanding of the four languages of math that MA Maths basically introduces, because this is going to help them solve larger sums in their higher classes. So it looks interesting to me. You don't need to actually get the MA blocks. You can work along with the Lego blocks that you can easily get from in the market. You can either use any of the other plastic blocks that are easily available in the market and introduce the four languages of maths to the kids. Give it a try. I think it's pretty simple, pretty easy. You can use the blocks in not only maths, but in different science or in sort of studies or in different other subjects. So give it a try.